Hey, everybody. This week in Florida Films, we're talking about Frozen.
Hit the music. Ba-da-ba.
Everybody, I'm Michael Flaherty.
And I'm Colleen Flaherty.
This week we're talking about Frozen.
On Flaherty's on Films, a podcast where we talk about films. Michael, Frozen? What the fuck is that movie?
No one's heard of it.
It's
so
from
I'll
2013?
It. Was that even a year? I'll read the description. When the newly crowned Queen Elsa accidentally uses her powers to turn things to ice, to curse her home in infinite winter, her sister Anna teams up with a mountain man, this playful reindeer, and a snowman. To change the weather condition.
What a weird description.
What's fine description? What would
well,
you do?
First of all, to change the weather condition, like somebody was just playing with their thesaurus.
Maybe just to change the weather.
That would have done the trick. Hey, Michael.
What's the weather condition out right now?
That's a normal way of speaking. Yeah. What'd you think of the film Frozen? It's a Disney film.
I believe I recommended it.
Yeah, I was actually quite rude when the Frozen came up, and I said, "Who the fuck?" And it was Michael.
Even though you like the film,
I do. I just I didn't think it was like an IFI film, but
I just feel like I really like the Disney films from my childhood, and I feel like this is very prominent. I mean, the children of this era really sure. liked this film, so this is for them.
Yeah, my kid.
I'm very, very thoughtful.
My kid obsessively wears her Anna dress.
I mean, I guess she does choose it now, right? She chooses her own clothes.
She's not aware of the Frozen connection. It's just sparkly.
Sure.
Why don't we go to our first?
Wait, you didn't give your initial impressions.
Oh, I liked it. Okay. Why don't we go to our first segment? Bam!
Time for Sam.
Part of the show where Sam comes on and tells some really cool facts. Get it? Cool facts. About the movie. Take it away, Sam.
You might need to chill out.
Oh, damn. Damn.
That's all I got.
Cold.
Damn.
Why did that get such a laugh?
Sorry, his delivery was better.
All right.
Okay, so Danish author Hans Christian Andersen published the fairy tale The Snow Queen on December 21st, 1844.
I bet it's like really horrifying, right? Like The Little Mermaid.
Yeah, it is. And also it's like one of his longest ones. So there's like different parts to it. But the beginning of it is that the trolls, who are like little devils, create a mirror that only shows your bad side. Yeah. So when you look at it, you don't see your beauty. You only see the bad parts of you.
So it's too much like Beauty and the Beast.
Yeah. What would be the physical manifestation of your badness?
That's a great... If you read the short story, I'm sure you know.
Right. Yeah, porns.
Porns?
You would porns? Just... The fuck?
You could understand my confusion.
No, you're weird.
My horns is normal?
That's your bad side, because the devil.
Oh.
So anyways, this was a very famous fairy tale that had been passed on, as fairy tales tend to be. And Walt Disney was obviously really taken by it. He has a history of being super into fairy tales and making them into movies. So he has basically, well, he and then the studio has basically been trying to make the Snow Queen into a movie since the 1940s.
Yeah, The Little Mermaid was up there too. Like, and there were a few Hans Christian Andersen ones, I think, that have never gotten made too.
Yeah, it's just been one of those where they'd start working on the project, it wasn't kind of working, or something else would come up and then kind of push it back. So it's just one of those that's kind of been sitting in a limbo for a while. They've done short like animations of it, but nothing like significant.
Right.
And then they would have different versions that would come up periodically as well. In fact, during the early 2000s, there was talk of one starring Megan Mullally.
Ooh.
Mullally as the Snow Queen. So wouldn't that have been interesting?
I know Disney did a short with The Little Match Girl that will just make you cry. Whoa. Like crazy. That's Whoa. Also Hans Christian Andersen.
So finally, they started kind of seriously taking on Frozen, and they kind of started working on a story that would be easier to understand and more Disney-esque than the original fairy tale was. And the idea was that Anna was a peasant who journeyed to visit the Ice Queen Elsa to freeze her broken heart.
Aww.
Now, they brought in a team of music writers, songwriters,
composers.
That's the word.
What does it say in your notes? Song people, and you're like, no, that's
to
not-
do. Figure out.
My notes are really loosely written today. Apologies.
Music humans. It's got to be something else.
And they were tasked with writing a song, and they wanted to write a song for Elsa. They actually nicknamed it Elsa's Badass Song. And they were trying to kind of figure out a song about an isolated leader and what that would kind of be like. Oh. So to quote Anderson Lopez, "We went on a walk in Prospect Park and threw phrases at each other. What does it feel like to be the perfect exalted person, but only because you've held back the secret?" And her husband, Robert, came up with Kingdom of Isolation, and it worked. They went home, and in one day, they wrote the song Let It Go. When they brought it to the studio, they played it for the producers, and immediately the song was not even just good. It changed the plot, because suddenly you're seeing Elsa not as this villain, but as this person who is just isolated and therefore caused bad things to happen.
Right.
So it changed the plot, and now we have Elsa's the good person, and we have still Anna. Why don't we make them sisters? So there was also kind of the talk.
Merchandising.
There was also the talk of wanting to kind of step away from the Disney focus of these movies where it's about love interest and focus on a different type of love. So the sisters angle really appealed to them because it was more about family love versus romantic love. So they actually convened a sister summit where they had women from all over the studio who grew up with sisters get together and talk about what it's like to have a sister in their relationships.
Oh, that's cute.
It's very cute. It's not like having brothers. Ugh, ugh, gross.
Right, nasty.
Michael, what was it like having a sister?
Oh, yeah, you've had a sister.
10 out of 10. Perfect experience. No problems.
Michael, what an honest answer.
That's the truth.
They also did just kind of have some fun with it because they had to come up with a new villain. So now they have Hans as the villain. But
spoiler.
Okay, anyone listening to this knows that Hans the villain.
It's a sexy again, Jesus.
So as villain Hans.
Sexy villain. I mean, so, he's no Jafar, but like.
So they also, because it was kind of the twist villain, they put in the guy from Weaselton. Whatever sure. His name Wesselton.
The pirate from Dodgeball.
They put him in to kind of be the decoy. Like, he's obviously the bad one, but really it's Hans. There's just a bunch of fun little metaphors they put in. Like, normally in Disney movies, the villains wear dark colors and the good people wear light colors. Reversed in this movie. Notice that Hans is always in kind of brighter colors and Kristoff is not. Yeah. Ooh, ready for this metaphor? Are you guys excited?
I'm so excited.
Okay. So when Elsa's like becoming her own person, she takes off her gloves, right? Right?
Yeah. Can't wait.
When Hans is trying to warm up Anna and he's about to kiss her, he takes off his gloves, and then we learn he's the bad guy.
Wow.
Gloves hide your true identity. It's the moral of the story, guys.
I'll get it later.
So to get excited and inspiration for this film, the production crew actually went to Norway for a 2-week-long trip. And they got a lot of inspiration from the landscaping, clothes, music, buildings, and the names of the culture. The Arendelle Castle is loosely based on... I'm really sorry, all Norwegian fans here. The Akershus Fortress in Oslo.
Wow, you really butchered that one. I'm sure.
The town of Arendelle is inspired by Bryggen in Bergen.
Sure.
And the town's name is strongly resemblance of another Norwegian city called Arendal.
Oh, okay. I thought it was funny because I feel like Beauty and the Beast is the only other princess movie where they're like, it's clearly a country, like a real country, because they say the word fjord like 80 times. I'm like, I know where that is. I guess Pocahontas is in America. That's a real place.
Yeah, we live here.
Yeah, there's probably others. I don't know. I can't think of all the things. Anyway.
We have such colorful winds.
But isn't Hans Christian Andersen from
Denver? Perfect tie-in!
Wow, that was...
The song, Let It Go, so they wrote it out, but musically they had it planned actually around Idina Menzel's vocal range. So it was kind of written for her, which is nice. And it's the first Disney song to reach the top 10 on the Billboard's Top 100 since Colors of the Wind.
Oh.
From Pocahontas in 1995.
Came around. You're saying that... Oh, fuck. You're saying that none of Phil Collins' song from Tarzan got in the top 10? You'll Be in My Heart?
Did not.
As the kids
that
say.
That was on the radio.
That was on the radio.
Wasn't top 10.
I feel like I was in a Pick and Save a few years back and I heard it on the radio, like over in the speakers.
And they only play top 10
and
hits.
And they only. That's got to mean
Pick
something.
And save and enjoy good music.
Yeah. I mean, what's the math there?
Didn't you work at Pick and Save?
Anyway, what's the next?
He just said when I was where.
Oh, when you were. I thought he just was at a pick up in the store.
Oh, never mind. So the song is also Idina Menzel's first single to reach top 10, making her the first Tony Award winner for acting to ever reach the top 10.
Wow.
Cool.
She's amazing.
Idina Menzel had to be brought in to the animators so they could observe her movements when she was singing, because she sings with such intensity that they used her to kind of mimic the animation.
She's so classy. So regal.
God, she's amazing.
Amazing.
It took 50 people to work on the technology for the scenes where Elsa builds her ice palace. One frame of the scene took, on average, 30 hours to render.
Wow. I'm a little... So you said they had Idina Menzel come in, and they... Don't they do that with all the actors?
Not so much for, like, the singing, I guess. Oh. It was really the singing. They really wanted the belting in that song.
Because I felt like Anna was also very Kristen Bell in her, like, cute awkwardness.
Also, just a side thing, like, normally you have one person at a time doing their lines, which is very interesting to do, I'm sure, because you're kind of just doing the lines to yourself, not the dialogue. But they had Kristen Bell and Idina Menzel together, so they could kind of play off each other.
Like sisters do.
Like sisters.
Or just people.
No, like sisters.
Those are the only kinds of people that interact.
That have conversations back and forth.
Yeah.
You know, you have half of that.
I would not know. I mean, I'm a brother.
Oh,
I get that. So this film was just a huge hit in the box office. So a couple of awards, or I guess, awards, we'll go with that it achieved. It is the 16th highest grossing film of all time.
Wow.
The third highest grossing animated film. The highest grossing 2013 film, and the highest grossing Walt Disney Picture release. Or third highest, sorry. And the fifth highest film distributed.
Do the Avengers and Star Wars count in that?
No. Pictures release. Those are Marvel. But the fifth highest grossing film distributed by Disney.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. It was also nominated for some Academy Awards. And your question of the week is how many?
So I know song, because they won
that one.
How
many was nominated for?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'll say 10.
I'll say 3.
It won and was nominated for 2.
Damn.
Okay.
Fuck.
Best Animated Feature and Best Original Song, Let It Go. My final fact for you guys today, I couldn't help it. It was just a really cute quote. In a magazine interview, Idina Menzel claimed her young son boasted to his classmates that his mom sings the songs in Frozen. To this, another child replied, so does everyone else's.
Good comeback.
And that was Bam.
Time for Sam. Anyway, let's go to Critics Corner now.
Let's do it. I'll start.
Okay.
As animated feature goes, Frozen is a visual feast, a beautifully designed film that perfectly captures this magical world, says Michael Compton of the Bowling Green Daily News. What?
Just already reading ahead.
Okay.
This is total poison for a child's mind. I don't get why everything is a song. Sorry, I don't get why everything is a song. They literally have a song for walking. It's loud and terrible for the adult who has to watch it 400 times because their kid wants to watch it constantly.
I feel like there were a lot of reviews who were like, people like do not like musicals. Like, they're like, there's just songs all the time.
I don't sing in my life. What's going on?
Or like, they've never seen a Disney film and they're like, oh, it's just too sweet. I'm like, what do you think this is? Frozen is a glacially stiff, perpetually unamusing animated musical with a talk-singing score that leaves one pining for the lifeless soundtrack to The Princess and the Frog, says Scott Marks. Huh.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Here's from Croc. I don't even... Okay, hold on. We'll make it through this one. I don't understand the first sentence. Here we go. About sorcery... bothered my conscience letting my kid watch it.
Because the film is about sorcery.
All right.
Chris Buck and Jennifer Lee's extremely loose adaptation of Hans Christian Andersen's The Snow Queen strives to put a post-feminist spin on the archetypal Disney princess fantasy with mixed success, says Jake Wilson of the Sydney Morning Herald.
Loving this review by Sally. Let it go. I really wish I could.
Man, seriously. You love those.
Seriously, falls flat. Dialogue is a joke. I wish I never had gotten this movie for my three-year-old. I'll stick with Doc McStuffins. What the fuck?
Doc McStuffins is a kid show about a little girl who plays a doctor. It's very cute.
That sounds nice.
This is a little bonus Amazon review because I just couldn't let it go.
Do it.
This movie was purchased as a gag gift for my sister's daughter, who loves this movie. The thing is, I took out the movies, threw them away, and just wrapped up the empty Blu-ray case. I can't wait to see the expression on her face when she opens it. No. I might film and post it on YouTube channel thing on the internet. I wish I could write more, but I just can't stop
you
laughing
asshole.
About it.
That is such an awful...
Isn't that mean?
That is so mean. Oh. Holy shit. Thing, what's your favorite part of the movie?
In our segment about favorite part, least favorite parts of the film.
Yeah.
I just think that Kristen Bell and Idina Menzel are both so good. They're great voice actors. They actually are kind of perfect for these different princess roles.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one's like a regal, cool queen who is, just has an good amazing casting. Voice. And good Kristen casting. Bell. Well, particularly those two. I don't know. It's also
the
just...
The leads?
Yeah. I just really... You know, it's a well-constructed, good Disney film. I mean, sure, some of the plot doesn't make that much sense, but who cares? That's not what we're here for.
It's not what we're here for.
You know, the song's pretty good. Counter. Well, wait, first tell us your favorite part.
I remember seeing this in the theaters. I've only seen it once in the theaters and then just once recently. I remember I actually kind of liked the twists because I just did not see him come. Didn't see the Hans being evil twist. Mm-hmm. I didn't see Anna saving, sacrificing herself for her sister, being the true love. And I thought, it was really nice. It was cool. That's my favorite parts.
Cool. What was your least favorite part?
So I don't really love this movie that much. And, I was just trying to think, I think it's a good, well-constructed film. So I was trying to figure out like why I don't really love it, why I'm not super into it. And I think I just don't like, maybe it's cause I don't really feel like the relationship between the sisters is the emotional core of the movie. And I'm just like not super into it. As a contrast, a few weeks ago, I watched Lilo and Stitch. And the core of that movie is a sister relationship. And that fucking got me. That I was so into that movie.
Oh, Hana means family?
Yes.
Just saying that makes me want to fucking cry.
I literally did cry a couple times in that movie.
When she sings Aloha Oi on the... it's...
Lilo, honey. We have two, huh?
Don't worry. You're nice. And someone will give you a job. I would.
Come here. Aloha, oi.
I think, and so I don't know exactly what they do wrong in Frozen, or not what they do wrong, just what they maybe could have done
more. They
don't
quite get the emotional core for it.
I think it's because their relationship is pretty simple.
And they don't have a lot of time to spend on it.
And, like, Nani and Lilo have really, like, interesting personalities. I felt like Anna has an interesting personality, and Elsa is entirely, her plot is her personality.
It's very serious.
Yeah.
So I thought she was just a metaphor for womanhood.
Right.
You know?
See, like, I'm not into that.
Yeah, I know you don't really like strong women characters.
Yeah, don't like it.
It's not your thing. My least favorite part is the trolls.
Oh yeah. Also, there are some the songs are good, but there are some stinkers.
Well, that's my follow up question. Okay. Was going to be your favorite, least favorite song.
I think my favorite song is Let It Go, which I don't love.
So I was like, do I even like Let It Go? Because it was so overplayed, especially back in the day. And I was listening to the soundtrack on the way over here, and it, as the kids say, what a bop.
Did it is.
I don't know, maybe. I sometimes think my interns are making stuff up, so I'll say it and look like an idiot. But it is like, I mean, it makes you want to Julie Andrews like crazy. Like, you know, just throw out your arms and like belt.
I'm not a super huge fan of the soundtrack because it's like, I would feel like the soundtrack is more of a Broadway soundtrack than it is like an Alan Menken soundtrack.
Oh, for sure.
Which is, you know, that's just my taste. I don't prefer that. And Let It Go, that's just Defying Gravity Part 2.
And
I think I like Defying Gravity more than Let It Go. I feel like, especially character-wise,
don't make me choose.
I feel like the witch defies gravity more than Elsa lets it go.
So you're like very literal.
I'm saying they're metaphors for like with their character development. And I'm saying she lets it go by just hiding. Like she still cares a lot.
Well, I think because the song is like a whole like, hey, girls of America, just like let it go and be yourself and stop fucking caring about everybody else.
But she still very much cares about everyone.
And she let go of her cape at one point.
She lets go. That's the most she lets it go. And she builds a castle.
Yeah. Michael.
But the witch is like evil.
Michael, she's letting go of her fear. That's the whole point.
She's still afraid.
But she's trying to let go of her fear.
But she doesn't let go of her fear.
Letting go of her obligations and what the world needs of her. She's letting go of so much shit.
But she doesn't let anything go. She's still very afraid.
She's trying her best.
Okay, well, it should be called I'm Trying to Let It Go.
I'm just doing saying. What I can to let it go, but there's a lot of trauma associated with this, so just give me some time.
So it's like a first step. It's all a process. You know, it's not going to change overnight.
You should be a song human.
Someday. But you know what I mean? The witch, she like becomes evil. The second part of the musical, isn't she like? Isn't that then the?
But not really.
Wicked of the Wizard of Oz, and she's like being all evil.
No, she's misunderstood. Did you even see Wicked?
I saw it twice.
She definitely doesn't become evil.
Doesn't she like kill Dorothy?
No, she's it's anyway.
Do it a bit. What are we talking about?
What's your least favorite song?
I mean, I feel like there's songs I literally forget.
The troll song.
And I mean, I'll say, sure, yeah, the troll song.
Or the her and the Han song was fine. It was just like.
The Love is an Open Door? Yeah. Oh, I think it's the right song.
Yeah.
I like that song.
Okay.
It's a bopping.
The song he does with the reindeer.
So I'll say this. There's one more thing I dislike. Again, good movie. Solid, really good movie. That I just personally don't love. But I think one thing that kind of irks me is I remember there was some commentary when this movie came out, like, whoa, Disney is really making some commentary about their past. And I just feel like they don't deserve that much credit. You know, they're making a commentary.
They're easy jokes to make.
I mean, I'm saying in 2013, if anybody else besides Disney had made the, like, you know, old Disney movies, they love at first sight. What's that about? You would have rolled your eyes. Like, come, yeah, obviously.
But like Disney did.
Like, oh my God, wow, edgy.
Which is kind of full of shit because Enchanted already came out. It was a much better meta commentary on Disney films.
And Shrek came out. I mean, it's a fucking just a straight 2-hour mocking of Disney.
But I feel like it's a little bitter. Enchanted actually, like, I think is paying homage to the source material while actually doing a good job.
I don't remember Enchanted.
It's great.
I'm going to stick with my Shrek anchor.
Fuck Shrek.
Do not.
Anyway,
are we done with this part?
We are done with this part. Let's just go instead of an intern summary this year. This time, we're going to try to see if we remember this film.
Yeah, Ice Dudes. I mean, so they start with the song that's like the native Norwegian Scandinavian song, and that's nice. I don't really like the song, but it's like just nice that they would pay tribute to that culture.
It reminds me of the beginning of Little Mermaid and that forgettable song. When there's sailors singing.
You know what? I forgot it.
Exactly.
Don't remember that at all.
They're just like,
sing a bar.
We're sailing.
Sam, do you want to try a bar?
Fuck, that's Pocahontas.
I was just going to say, in 1607, we sail the open sea.
That's Pocahontas.
Our glory, God, and gold.
Do all the Disney films start with this? And we just, no one remembers?
I think so.
Hey, yeah.
How the fuck does it look? But there are sailing and there's fish and then one of the fish escapes and he goes under the sea. Remember?
Little town.
No.
That's a good song.
That's a great. No, because Beauty and the Beast starts with dun, 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 an old beggar man. You know, they do that whole bit to begin with.
Why don't you continue?
No. Okay, so yeah, they're like, they're ice dudes, and they're basically singing about how ice is so great but dangerous, and it's like a
it's
metaphor.
Not plot relevant. They're just saying ice is this thing.
It literally says, "Beware the frozen heart." I
mean, they might as well say there will be conflict in this 2-hour time slot. Like, it doesn't need to happen.
So then we go and we meet Anna and Elsa, who are so cute.
They like each other.
They're little girls, and Elsa's got this little power, and she can create ice. And
do you feel weird? Anna's never jealous.
That is weird. I think
I think they
explore that a little in the second film, but I haven't seen the whole second film.
You've seen half of it.
I've seen half, so I get it.
Damn.
But yeah.
Does Anna have her own secret power? I bet that's what happens.
Nah, I don't know. Sam?
She does not.
She does not. Lame. So yeah. Anna goes to wake up Elsa, and she's so cute, and she says, the sky is awake, so I am awake. And then she says, let's go build a snowman. And then they play with their ice powers. But oh no, Michael, what happens?
What the fuck? Oh, I'll tell you. While they're playing, Elsa accidentally hurts Anna by trying to save her. And she ices her in the head, as they say. Which I think that actually means you kill someone with a gun.
She literally iced her.
Literally iced her in the head.
So yeah. They're like, Mom, Dad, come on. I iced her in the head, but not with
now
the
gun. Now we think. Do not react like that.
Not like
we should go to the hospital, but it's like a different thing. It's got to be like a troll hospital.
So they rush to the trolls.
There's no blood.
And they're like, And then the troll, like, really ominously says, oh, it's okay, because it's just her head, not her heart. Because, guys, if it's the heart, that's worse. But it's just her head. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to make Anna forget that Elsa ever had snow powers. And this is, I think, this is going to be a little redundant, because a lot of people on the internet complain about this, that their parents are just terrible.
What do you mean?
So the troll's like, okay, it's fear that makes her act out and not control her powers. So you have to not make her be afraid. So the parents are like, got it. Gotta isolate her in this castle and make her talk to no one. It's going to be great.
What would you do?
I don't know.
Parents are flawed, man.
They are flawed. But why would they
you wouldn't know.
Why would they have to shut away Anna?
That's a good question.
Go to boarding school, man. That's the thing people did.
Harry Potter did that.
Harry Potter did that.
But like magical.
Right. So then the song, Do You Want to Build a Snowman? Which I think is A+ for adorable song.
It's a cute song.
Michael, tell the folks at home what happened when you got to the end of Do You Want to Build a Snowman when you were in the theaters.
Oh, it's just like the parents go, okay, Elsa and Anna, we're going to go now. And then they instantly die. Just like, here's, and then they're on a ship. Then the ship kind of goes over the wave, kind of sinks down. They're like, okay, I guess they're dead. And I just openly laughed. I just thought that was very funny. It was very quick.
Yes. So yeah, basically, Do You Want to Build a Snowman is like, Anna just wants to play with her sister and be with her sister. And then at the end of the song, their parents die. And she's like, you can't even come to her fucking
still
funeral.
Makes me laugh. I don't know why. It's not funny.
I mean, it's kind of funny when you talk.
I don't know.
Do you want to build a snowman? It was sad.
One of them's mom.
Anyway, super tone change, like dramatic tone change. And it's Coronation Day and it's a whole new song. What's that song called?
For the first time in forever.
I love that song.
What happens during that song?
She's like excited because they're opening up the gates and they're gonna invite all these people and there's gonna be a party and she gets to hang out with people. And then she meets Dreamy Hans.
Oh.
Michael, what happens when she meets Dreamy Hans?
There's sexual chemistry, as they say.
As they say. Yeah, we were having a discussion during the viewing of this film because I pointed out super normally that even though we are watching a cartoon,
yeah,
that she does have way more sexual chemistry with Hans.
They animate him to look like people. You can read emotions and
right. And Hans is
body
sexy.
Language. He's hot. I mean, he's probably the hottest male in the film, but not a lot of competition.
I mean, Kristoff, if you like that kind of thing, he's kind of got a Matt Damon quality. He's like a Scandinavian Matt Damon.
What a fun pairing of sentences. You know, he's fine. He's like a Matt Damon.
People like Matt Damon.
People just love me. Sometimes you're in the mood for a Matt Damon.
Right. But anyway.
He looks nothing like Matt Damon at all.
I said he has a Matt Damon quality.
Gotcha. Which is?
You know, kind of goofy.
Kind of goofy.
Michael, what happens after she runs into Hans? What's the next scene? Tell us about it.
What is the next scene? They go to the castle and she says to Elsa, we're going to get married even though we just met, which is crazy.
That's so crazy.
That's so crazy.
I think the most cringeworthy line of the movie is during the scene where they're all in the ball and they're dancing, and then they're kind of being cute with each other because they don't really hang out, and Anna's nervous, and then they go, "What is that smell?" Chocolate. And I'm like, oh my god, the ladies like chocolate.
I mean, they had a whole fucking 2 months of sisters just talking, you know. They research this. That's what they like.
Sisters like chocolate.
I mean, you want to pretend like sisters don't like chocolate, but that's, I mean, they fucking did.
I wouldn't know.
You wouldn't know.
I mean, your sister does like chocolate, so right. I guess you actually do have some research.
See, I would know.
You've got some data points here.
Mm-hmm. I like toy soldiers. Or those little army, the green army dudes, what are they called?
Toy soldiers.
That's what I like.
So her and Hans also have that cute little song, Love is an Open Door, which actually...
Yeah, I mean, there's songs for every plot point. We don't have to...
Even when they're talking.
Even when they're talking.
And they're walking. It's like, Jesus. We get it.
Trying to blow up the runtime.
Yeah, I totally agree with you that the meta stuff on Disney is like a little... overt.
I mean, no, I'm not saying it's bad. Like, it's fine. It's there. Whatever. But I just don't think Disney gets a lot of credit or deserves a lot of credit.
Sure.
That's all I said.
She goes, you can't marry a man you just met. Which, like, wouldn't a reasonable thing for her to say be like, hey, man, put a pin in this. Let's revisit in 6 months.
It made me roll my eyes when Kristoff says it. Like, oh, that you're going to marry a man you just met? Because, like, who is Kristoff? I feel like that's his only character who's saying that one line.
Well, he saves her life and stuff.
Like, who is he? He's like the worst character. I don't know anything about him. What is he like?
He likes a lot of things.
What is he?
Actually think he's like the most fleshed out character. I don't
know.
What's
one attribute of his?
He likes reindeer.
He's Matt Damon.
He likes animals. He's a little bit socially awkward. He is very Scandinavian. He
That's not a personality.
He sells ice.
That almost sounds racist, to be honest. He sells ice. That's not a personality. Do you know what personality means?
He's a bit
sells ice and here's his race.
I said socially awkward.
Yeah, that's a good one. Nah, I think you're gonna win, so that's why I'm bitter.
But Michael, when Elsa says no and Anna goes, what happens?
So Elsa freaks out. She's been trying to hide her ice powers this entire time, but it's finally unveiled. She lets it slip, and the whole town finds out. And we forgot to mention that Anna's memory was erased by trolls. This is her first discovery that Elsa has powers. And Elsa is all like, fuck. She says that in the film. And then she runs away.
What does she do?
Runs away.
And?
Runs away.
And then?
Oh, and then she sings a song. And Bill... Why don't you just say it?
Because I thought you would know that much.
I know it, but I just...
She builds a fucking ice castle. And apparently it was really hard to animate.
Movies are just hard. I mean, everything's hard to animate.
Sure.
You ever animated?
No, never. I mean, I used to draw those 3D S's in school, but other than that.
Right, but those are stills.
It's true.
That's what the S stood for. Stupid ass joke.
So Anna's gonna go after her, right?
Yeah, sure.
Anna's gonna she's like, all right. Oh, right, because so her ice powers went crazy, and then it froze all of Arendelle, and it's like summertime, and they're like, shit, now it's wintertime.
So Elsa sings Letting It Go, because she's just letting it go.
Yeah, she is.
She has a different dress on.
She's got a sexy dress.
She's sexy. She's hot.
So you got purple eyeshadow for some reason.
She's a slut.
All right.
She let it go. What were we talking about?
I don't know. Oh, so they've got an eternal winter. So Anna's like, all right, I'm just going to go talk to my sister and I'm going to make her reverse this. Hans.
Everyone's wondering this, so we might as well address the question. What is Elsa doing up there? She's just in a castle by herself.
Right. And she's like, yeah, because at one point she's like, I'm happy and I'm free. But doing what? There's no Xbox in her castle.
She's just like in an empty ice jacuzzi. She's like living the life. Well, I let it go.
Does she not have a book or a...
Just like an ice book. She like tries to open it. It's like, right. It sucks.
I feel like there's some weird commentary in the movie about like introversion versus extroversion. Like people can be happy being alone, but people can't be happy being alone just doing nothing. They need activity.
She's just trying to put like an ice bookmark in her book. Just like doesn't work. She just gets frustrated.
Man, that is really amusing you.
I am loving it.
Okay. So Hans is left in charge of Arendelle, and he's doing a bang-up job. We're going to talk about this a bit, where I think Hans...
Let's talk about it right now.
All right. So here's my case for Hans.
Your case as in he is a good guy.
No, I just don't think he's that bad. He's pretty understanding. So He's clearly a good leader. This is established in the film that he's caring toward the people he's ruling over. He's a good manager. He understands. He's like, and frankly, being a good manipulator, being good at reading people is probably a good world leader thing. Yeah. So he's a little evil. Like, okay. You know?
What's your point?
It seems like he's more qualified to run Arendelle than those girls.
The girls who have been locked up forever?
Yeah, who have been just clearly taught no skills when ruling a kingdom and have no relationship with the people they rule.
You gotta be vicious, you know? It's not all rainbows.
Exactly. And like, what? He tries to kill one person. Okay. Sometimes you gotta make hard choices, you know?
Right. The good of the few outweighs the good of the many. But the reverse is the saying.
The needs of the many outweigh the needs of the few.
That's literally what I said, verbatim.
Or the one is the quote.
I'll layer your audio over my audio and it's going to sync up exactly.
So anyway, Anna's like going through the forest, but she's not properly dressed. And then her horse runs away. And then
they're never fucking properly dressed. They should be cold all the time.
Right.
That upset me.
And then she like falls into water. And I was watching this with our father a few weeks ago, and he was like, oh, she's going to die.
Because like hypothermia is real?
Yeah.
Or just, what is a cold? What's that called?
Hypothermia is
being cold to death.
That's right.
Freezing.
You did it.
Okay.
So she goes to Wandering Oaken Shop, which is a very cute little scene. Hello.
You got like
And that's where we meet Kristoff.
And Kristoff is blonde and like Matt Damon.
Doesn't look like Matt Damon. Is just of a physical type.
Boy,
of Matt Damon.
Wait till you hear about this guy's personality. He is awkward. Anyway, what happens then? They start to search for Elsa. They all Anna gets up her courage and says, "We're going now to search for my sister." And they all team up to do that.
And he's like, "You're gonna marry a guy you just met." Crazy.
What kind
of film device is that? Oh,
it's draw
very,
attention to it more.
Very common. But then what happens?
Then we meet Olaf, and he is an adorable snowman. And I'm kind of a cynical person, so I like be like, oh, what's the point of this character? He's stupid, but he's fun. I like him.
I liked his song.
I like his song. His song's funny, and I like his adorable attitude, and I actually like him a lot.
Aw. Because you like warm hugs, too?
Because I like warm hugs.
Ah. So then we get to the ice castle where
it's cool ice castle. I like the stairs. What's your favorite feature of the ice castle?
Well, I do like the lighting fixtures.
Mm.
The chandeliers.
They don't have light in them.
No, but what they so they're refracting light. So that lights
but
up.
But it's still not lit up at night, which is like what you
yeah,
mostly
Michael,
want it for.
You get stars coming in, you get moonlight.
But just half the stars. Get rid of the ice.
No, because if you have refracting light, then it creates more light within the room.
Hopefully if I say no, you'll believe me, and then I'll win.
I mean, I think we're both equally confident in something we don't know anything about.
No, fuck. But I'm sure I'm right.
So she's just hanging out, being gorge in her gorge castle.
Being a slut.
How could she be a slut when there's nobody there?
That is an existential question I am not prepared to answer. If you're a slut, no one's there to see it.
The slut falls in the forest, but no one third of sex with it yeah. isn't even a slut.
Wasn't even a slut. Frozen.
So then they do the reprise, which is great because she's like, Elsa's like, hey, man, I love chilling in my ice castle doing nothing. You go back to Arendelle, marry your hot evil dude. I'm going to chill here, literally. And Anna's like, hey, actually, that'd be fine with me. I don't actually care about you, sister,
right,
but
like,
you froze everything.
Yeah, and you didn't let it go. You still care. And she's like, shit, I do care.
Ah, oh, shit. I'm such a fool. I can't be free. That's part of the lyrics.
Damn.
And then Elsa freaks out. What does she do, Michael?
Fuck. Well, you're not going to believe this. You're going to laugh. Elsa accidentally shoots Anna in the heart.
And we learned earlier. Bad. That's bad.
It's been established. Usually it'd be like, ice him in the heart. That's fine. But not in this context.
No.
Not in this magical
Good life. Thing we had that foreshadowing earlier.
Yeah. So this big snowman kicks him out. It's
yeah,
the next
he says,
ball
go
point.
Away.
Does he talk?
Yeah. Remember at one point he takes the rope up and he's like, don't come back.
Anyway, so then it's Hans whose idea is to go see the trolls to try to
I
heal
love
her.
Experts.
That's a part of the film, isn't it?
It sure is. That's a cute bit, though, where he's just talking to them when they're rocks. And Olaf is like, all right, so he's fucking crazy. And then he goes, Hello, Hans fam, or Kristoff's friends. It's nice to meet Anna. Run, Anna. Yeah. I'm saying this because I love you. Run.
That's a very fun song.
Hi, Sven's family. It's nice to meet you. Because I love you, Anna. I insist you run.
But then they're oh, that's my favorite. So the song is Fixer Upper, and they're like, oh, because he's a bit of a fixer upper. But then there's a line in the song like, we're not saying you can change anybody. So everybody calm down.
I'm not trying to promote like a bad relationship.
But then the next line of the song is like, but love is transformative and maybe it can.
But all in all, to sum up, they have no chemistry. You don't care about them getting together.
Nah, they don't look like they want to bang.
They don't look.
They look like fun buddies.
They don't. Them's two are not going to fuck is what we said.
I think that's what we said. I mean, maybe there just aren't a lot of dudes in Arendelle. So,
we don't know. We don't know about the situation.
It just
there.
feels like Hans would have just been a fine king, and maybe everyone needs to chill out.
You gotta murder sometimes if you're a king.
I mean, don't you think Hans is clearly a more qualified king than Kristoff?
Yeah, I did not disagree with you.
Okay. So the dad Paw Patrol or whatever it was like, needs an act of true love to thaw her frozen heart.
I bet a true love's kiss would do the job.
Well, how are they going to do that, Michael?
Well, they have to go to Hans, her true love, who is not evil.
But what?
Fucking sit down. Because,
oh, I'm sitting.
I still like that scene because I do remember in the theater, I'm like, oh shit, didn't see it coming. When
I didn't see it coming either. But I mean, they fooled us.
They fooled us when they lean in for the kiss and Hans says, but nobody loves you.
Oh, Anna, if only somebody loved you.
Yeah.
Only because I've seen it twice recently that I remember that line exactly. But then he like puts out the fire. He's like, bye, I'm going to leave you to die. And I'm like, Hans, you're
clearly...
She was
so far away from dying. She lived like another hour.
I know. Like, Hans, I mean, he was like being a James Bond villain. Just like, okay, slowly die in this room and I'll assume it all went to plan.
Like, lock the door.
He does lock the door, remember? Olaf has to unlock it with his nose.
I just saw the movie. I'm very embarrassed.
So yeah, and then he locks up Elsa and he's like, Elsa, just reverse it. I'm a good guy. I don't want to kill you. But
he's evil.
So,
but and Elsa escapes very, very easy because she has ice powers.
Right.
She seems a little OP. How do you feel about that?
A little
OP means overpowered.
Elsa she has too much power.
She has too much power.
Well, it's an interesting conflict when she can't control her power.
You're right. And her conflict is emotional. She can't control that.
Yeah. Yeah. So Olaf comes to save Anna and they're like, oh, I bet actually it's Kristoff you love. So let's go kiss Kristoff and get. So Anna gets out and they're going through the snow. I actually really liked the snow effects because, you know, we live in Wisconsin. So we're like snow experts. So we know.
We can relate. I've been there.
It's not fun driving in those conditions. Let me tell you, sir. No, you can, Pally.
People die. She might die. I know.
It's real.
You think there's not conflict, but there is.
So she's going to Kristoff. She sees Kristoff.
Maybe good fish for ice fishing.
Kristoff. Have you ever been ice fishing?
No.
I'm never going to go ice fishing. It sounds terrible.
I like the little tent that they set up.
Well, do you? Right. Do you like it? You like it from afar. You don't want to be outside.
I like the idea of a little room. I'm like, haha, I'm in my little room.
Just build yourself a fort.
I might. I might do that.
So yeah, so she's like, Kristoff, but she's about to freeze to death. But then Hans is about to stab Elsa.
Damn it.
So what does she do?
She, instead of getting a kiss from Kristoff, she sacrifices herself. She runs over to Elsa and puts her hand up to the knife to stop the stabbing, and she freezes because of the spell.
Right.
And she, that was it. She's dead. That's the end of the film.
Michael, wait. You should have watched the whole thing.
I should have watched.
Because you know what happens after that?
I'm so sad.
She unfreezes because that was an act of true love between sisters.
Oh, that was the love.
Yeah.
Not a boy.
I didn't get it because I don't have a sister, so yeah. I don't understand that. But yeah. It sounds like a nice idea.
It's so great.
Maybe if I watch Lilo and Stitch, I'll really get it. But
it's a fucking good film.
And then in a bit of a like, wow, we really need to end this movie. Elsa goes, oh. Love.
Oh yeah.
Now I can control my ice powers.
Oh, thanks for saving me. By the way, I can now unfreeze everything.
And then I unfroze everything. And then those fucking idiots in Arendelle are like, great, we super trust you now. And we're super happy you punched Hans, who was being super cool earlier, and we don't know that he's evil.
Yeah, they're really not.
Yeah, and then she goes to this town, it's like, ha, I'm gonna make a fun ice rink. And people should be scared. She just set off Eternal Winter.
As we talked about, they didn't have rollerblades. So there's no like other option for doing ice skating. Like,
she might kill us,
I do gotta get the blades out.
Yeah. I am bored.
If I'm not blading, I'm not living. That's what everyone says.
It's a common Arendellian phrase.
It's a Norwegian phrase. That's what they got. If I'm not blading, not living.
That's what they say.
Anyway, now it's time for the part of the show we call our brother, John.
So wait, Michael, in retrospect, so you still like this as our new AFI list contender?
It's important to a lot of people.
All right, fair enough. Okay. Coming over.
And I like Aladdin more than I like this movie, but it's like they're Aladdin.
I think Aladdin's on this list too.
Well, of course.
Michelle said my signal would work better if I went outside.
Well, let's try it. So what do you think of the film?
So I saw Frozen for the first time like 2 days ago.
Whoa.
What?
That's crazy.
We're reacting.
Never saw it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, like, because it has lots of hype.
Lots of fans.
So I went in with all that baggage.
Uh-huh.
Went expecting, you know, your sort of traditional sort of Disney film. And at first, I was a little bit weirded out, and I kept pointing out, like, dumb things. Like, I mean, Elsa's entire government, like, she's hiding away but running a kingdom? I don't understand what's going on here. And then a third of the way through the movie, give over command of government to this guy who just showed the hell up.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
What's going on there, right?
What's going on?
Michelle, you're going to have to go away. He is not happy with these comments already. But then, right, like, halfway through the Let It Go song, which, you know, as Michelle yelling, this is a big number, pay attention.
Yep.
It dawned on me that this is less of a traditional Disney movie, more of a traditional musical.
Yeah, I agree. Michael said a similar thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, because in the Let It Go song, Elsa's entire character just 100% changes. And that's something you see in a traditional musical.
Mm-hmm.
And then I became a lot more comfortable with the movie overall and got more into it. And then I did appreciate how, like, me saying, well, that's really fucking stupid that she would marry the 13th son actually came back and paid off. That I like that.
Yes.
So a movie that, you know, cut some corners, but it was a musical. Funny. And then it was a smart enough in the end.
Yeah.
Michelle wanted me to say that it's very appreciated by both of us.
Aww.
Yes, Michelle's literally staring daggers at me, so I'd be nice about this movie. In the end, Elsa's act of true love was actually her own agency and not somebody else's. That was nice.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Good stuff, John. What do you
Michelle,
grade it?
Is there anything you want to say since you're literally staring at me? Just come over here. Don't yell at me.
There's two other reasons why I think this movie is that I really like. One, she saves herself through her own act of agency. Two, it's about familial love and not romantic love, because family is important.
Yeah.
And three, it passes a Bechdel test.
Yes, it does.
It sure does.
Yes, it does.
For those of you at home who don't know what the Bechdel test is, it is our two female characters on screen at the same time talking to each other about something other than a man. That's the Bechdel test.
What do girls talk about then?
Right?
I don't know.
Makeup. Ponies.
Anyway,
chocolate.
Oh, I love ponies.
Well, Michelle, what's your grade before you get back to John?
A-. I've got some quibbles that I won't go into now, but I think A- is solid.
All right. Fantastic. Thank you so much.
A- is ridiculous. I'm going to give it a B.
Okay. I mean, they're not that different grades.
No. They're totally different. And stop trying to tell me differently. What are the limits of Elsa's power? I don't understand. She could create life?
She's OP.
Yeah, seriously, OP. I need limits here, man.
Oh, it's the thing people say.
Okay, I thought you were just saying it.
Yeah, that's what I got.
All right, awesome. Thanks so much for calling.
Bye.
We called you. All right, bye-bye.
Michael, what do you grade this film?
I'll give it an A-. I think it's a lovely grade. I think it's again, I personally am not like the biggest fan of it, but I still see it for what it is and think it's quite good.
A- was also my feeling. I remember when I first saw it, I really liked it. And I actually like the music. I like the musical feel of it. I just kind of feel like the Disney of our childhood, I don't think it's ever going to happen again. Like that style of music, that kind of problematic stuff, the really cool over-the-top villains whose motives don't make sense. I don't know if we're ever going to see those movies again. So I don't think we should think about traditional Disney movies that way.
Well, I'm not saying like it's I don't like this because it's not that kind of style. Saying I just, that kind of music is the kind of music I like more.
This was a really weird roundabout way to bring, my real point was like, I think I was too harsh on you for recommending this movie because this is definitely the most popular traditional Disney movie of this time.
Yeah.
That's clearly set off what we're going to expect from successful Disney-like films yes. in the future.
Yes.
So I think it was a really good choice, actually,
Thank
in
you.
Retrospect.
Thank you. Who are we sponsored by?
We're sponsored by the Disney Channel.
Oh, man. Have you ever seen Make-A-Wish?
Have I? It's great.
Or what about...
You can see it all on Disney Plus.
What's the one
where
the exchange student from South Africa comes?
The Color of Friendship.
Color of Friendship.
That's a good movie. Yeah. That's legit, you guys. Or Luck of the Irish, where he turns into a leprechaun and is good at basketball.
Ryan Mackerman.
Ryan Merriman.
Ryan Merriman.
Anyway, it's all on Disney Plus, who probably should have sponsored us.
Probably should have.
It's all under the same corporate umbrella. They're all part of the same family. Oh, I got to figure out next week.
Can't wait.
What's it going to be? Oops. So this was a fun one. So now we're going to do an unfun one.
Shoot.
And... Doo-doo, it's Braveheart.
Oh my gosh, crazy. That's awesome. And
cut.